Hold on.
Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit Take2Radio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Take Two Radio Soaps and Review. I'm David Silvani, host for this evening. And how about we meet my lovely lady co-hosts?
Hi, how are you,
Miss M?
Hello.
Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Lisa?
I'm here. How is everybody?
Liz, how are you doing?
Hello. I am well. I'm happy to be amongst my soapies, all my soapies.
Okay. Are we ready to get started? I think we have a listener, but we have a listener on hold, but I don't think they pressed one. So I'm going to see if he wants to come on anyway.
Okay, great.
Hello, this is Take Two Radio Soaps and Review. You're on the air with us.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is Lisa and Tamara there? This is Janet Moskowitz.
Yep.
Hi, Janet. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys? I love talking to you every day on Facebook about General Hospital. I gave up watching it. It's giving me a headache with Julian, but I'll go back. Or I read your update.
Oh, good.
So I just want to call and say hi and happy belated 4th of July.
Well, thanks. So
what
are you loving on GH right now, Janet?
What am I loving? Well, I'm really annoyed. I love Dr. O. But she's my favorite character of all time, and I enjoy every time she's on. And I'm not enjoying the Julian stuff. I want it over with. And that's about it. I just love Dr. O. She's like, but I love Dick Todd. Frank over Fake Todd. I don't care. He's playing Todd Manning. And I'm glad Tessica's back for One Life to Live. She's playing a new character.
Bree?
Yeah, Bree. Yeah. I'm
Bree.
Glad she's back. I hope she brings Erica Slezak with her. That would be great.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
She could be somebody's mother. I don't know. She could be Bree's mother, you know, the character she's playing. So
That's about it.
I love Dr. O. My favorite. Everybody knows that. On the boys, I always love her.
Yes, we haven't seen enough of her lately, have we?
No, and I was really, don't get me started about the nurse's ball that she didn't sing. I even message Nathan Varney. I was so pissed off. I was looking forward to her, you know, and they didn't have her sing this year, which was really wrong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Yes. That was a little disappointing.
Yeah, they did miss a good opportunity there.
Well, I have to go. I just wanted to call. I'll be listening. And you guys have a good evening.
Well, thank you very much for calling.
Take care.
Talk to you on Facebook. So, Tim, what are you thinking? What are you loving right now?
I love any scene that Michelle Stafford is in. I love her scenes.
Yeah, her reaction to finding out who CJ was priceless. I loved it. She cracks me up. I love her. Also, having Bree on my TV again is just making me very, very happy. I can't wait to see how the things unfold.
So what's your take? Okay, I want to start off with, what's your take on Molly Burnett as Maxie?
I love her. The poor girl has been put in a bad situation, I think, and she's doing a really excellent job. I mean, even she's trying even to get the mannerisms correctly. I think she's
right.
doing a great job. I think she deserves more credit than people are giving her.
I think so, too. Did you hear that, Liz? Liz?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, we got
yes, I did.
Molly Burnett. Molly Burnett has been substituting for Kirsten Storms on General Hospital. She
yeah.
started this
that's
week.
Yeah, that's an interesting substitution because I remember Kirsten Storms, she was on Days.
Right.
But so that's just kind of an interesting substitution. Of course, I do miss Molly on Days, so you know maybe they'll bring her character back. We'll see.
Maybe. So what do you think about, girls, what do you think about Claudette? Is she fire?
Oh, yeah. I think she's going to be a pistol, and I'm excited to watch her. I think it would be so refreshing.
I agree.
You do? Now, I missed the first couple days, one, because the first couple days this week. So my question is, has she seen Griffin yet?
No, I don't think so. I didn't see the previews for today, but I don't think she knew Griffin's there.
Yeah, I
if
wasn't able to see Monday
there,
or Tuesday.
We don't know that she knows who's there. I'm sorry, David. I didn't mean to step over you. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But I know so, Griffin knows, you know, Griffin knows who Nathan is. So I think once Claudette sees Griffin, fireworks are going to happen. Then it's going to be fun to watch.
It is going to be fun to watch. And do you think Griffin will support Nathan?
I do. I think Griffin knows that, and he said it today, you can't be defined by the worst thing you've done in your life. If that's
yes.
the one, you know what I mean? I think that's the way he put it. You can't be defined by the worst thing you've done.
Right. He seems to have an open mind.
I'm sorry, I missed what you just said, David.
He seems to have an open mind.
Yes, yes, he does. And he's pretty forgiving. He has to be. He's a priest, right?
Yeah. I would say so. I hope. But are we absolutely sure he has an idea who Nathan is?
Yes.
Oh, I am. I believe he does. I mean, I don't know if they actually set it out. Actually, I think they actually have set it out, or he has.
But Nathan's unaware of him right now. Because that's
right.
He's been grilling Claudette today, and he wants to know who it was he tried to shoot. And like you girl said, I think she's going to play the both of them like a violin.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, my next one I got. Are you ready? Okay, Finn's secret is out. This is for you, Tam. Finn's secret is out, and Rachel and Tracy have become his biggest cheerleaders.
I love Finn. I just think he's doing an excellent, Michael's doing an excellent job with Finn. I love Finn. It's actually my favorite character that he has played, and I never thought he could top McBain, but for me, I love Finn.
And it's nice that he's out of the running.
Out of the running for?
The Angel of Death.
Yes, because he wasn't there when, I'm sorry, the not-so-nice doctor.
When Dr. Mays.
Right, when Dr. Mays was killed. Who do you, does anybody
I haven't a clue.
Nobody knows, right? Could it be Dr. O?
My first thought that it was Dr. Mays doing it to himself to take suspicion off himself. That was my guess, but then when I read that the actor left, then, I don't know now.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea who it is. Honest to God, I'm baffled. It's going to be somebody nobody expects. You watch. We're all going to be shocked.
Yep. We're all going to be shocked. Can be Lucas.
No.
Can be Brad.
No. No, Brad was at waiting to marry Lucas when Lucas happened, so no, that can't be him.
Can't be Amy. She was at the nurse's ball.
Yeah, that was my next guess, too.
Oh,
right,
I'm
that
sorry.
Was speculation. Yeah, that was speculation that Amy did it, but you're right, she was at the nurse's ball.
She was. I haven't a clue. I think this is going to surprise the heck out of all of us.
I agree.
Is Dr. O seems a little too obvious.
I agree. I don't think it's her. I really don't believe it's her.
I don't want to think it's Griffin.
You know, that never really crossed my mind, but wasn't he cleared? He was somewhere else?
Yeah, he was cleared.
Yeah.
Griffin was cleared.
Yep. Yes, he was.
So is evidence pointing on Franco?
Well, everybody thinks it's Franco because, well, let's be honest, it's Franco.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that would be too convenient. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would. It would. They don't want to ruin that. I think the writers have something going. I think Frizzmania is hitting the internet.
Oh, yeah, I have Frizzmania.
You have Frizzmania too?
Yeah, I have it. I'm hoping Frizz gets on the first boat out of Port Charles.
I second that.
The scene today was pretty entertaining. I have to admit, the scene today was pretty entertaining. I usually do fast forward.
So if I gave you this to fill out, I says, you know, you're a Frizz fan if you. How would you fill that in?
Don't fast forward through their scenes.
When you don't fast forward through their scenes.
Yeah.
Tim, how would you put that?
I think it's a huge mistake on the writer's part. I love Franco and Nina and the way they bounced off of each other. For me, Frizz flops. It's flat. It just doesn't interest me at all.
You have no interest in those two together. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised what I see on Twitter all of a sudden. They just pop, they like pop out of nowhere.
I think that's just Liz fans trying to make her relevant again. She wasn't relevant for a little while, and now they're bringing her back with this. And that's what I think it is. I think they made a mistake, too. I think Franco and Nina were a couple that were crazy, but we could love. When you put Franco and Liz together, that's a crazy couple. I don't think people are going to love very much.
Who's rooting for them? I'm not.
You're not rooting for them.
No.
How about you, David? Do you like the coupling?
I do. I think it's interesting to watch. I like them both. I'd like to see more of a connection with Nina come about and add into it and not just go away from her. I'd like to see that pull toward Nina still there.
Right. His feelings didn't go away. Boom, they're gone.
Right.
Now, if they did a friendship between Liz and Franco, I don't know if I'd be so against it. But the fact that they're going to try and put them together as a couple, I don't know.
I know. But, do you know, on the one hand, sometimes these couples can surprise you. The ones that you least like actually turn out to give you the most bang for your buck.
I just like him so much with Nina that I just can't see this coupling. Maybe it's just, you know, my bias because I like him so much with Nina, but I don't feel it.
Oh, that happens. I mean, you know, we're not always going to get, you know, in agreement with everything, and it's good to have different opinions. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
we can't all be the same. We all have our favorite characters, and we all have our least favorite characters. We have the bad guys that we really, really love, you know. Even though they're bad guys, we like them. You know, and some like Sonny, and some can't stand Sonny. Some like, I wanted to say Todd. That's so funny. Franco.
Yeah.
But others can't stand him. You know what I mean? It's just, that's what makes it so great, to have all that difference of opinions, but yet still have that love for GH together.
Yeah, that's it. It's better to like the show as a whole than to put all your bang in one couple because you disappoint early.
Right.
What happens if your favorite couple is gone all of a sudden? Then what? You have to reinvest.
Right. You can't just like it for one reason. I mean, there's a whole show and a whole group of very talented actors doing a wonderful job to entertain us. You can't just focus on one thing. I love the new Nick and Ava. I'm loving that. I think it's hot. The connection that those two are showing is fun.
I agree.
So, what is the next most important thing? Did we find Theo at the castle yet?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's got to see that tattoo. Come on. The sleeves aren't long enough to keep it covered. He has to keep pulling them down. Somebody's going to wind up seeing it, right?
Yeah. It's true. And am I right in saying that Grandma Laura and Kevin called little... No, Nicholas, I forgot. Spencer out.
Spencer?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They know that he's hiding something. They found him with two phones.
Yeah, they know Nick's alive. He actually told them Nick was alive. Laura told Lulu. So now Lulu, Kevin. Oh, and Dante knows too, right?
Dante knows.
Yeah.
Thanks, because that must have happened on the 2 days I missed.
I've been watching the show very late because I'm on my vacation, but I've been watching it at like 1 o'clock in the morning on demand, trying to make sure I'm all caught up.
So, what do you guys think? I haven't seen Theo yet, but I know he was seen. What's your take on the person holding everybody captive on Cassadine Island?
Is he holding them captive, or is the weather holding them captive? Tam?
No, no.
I think the weather's, yeah, right now the weather is holding them, and Jason thinks he's in charge, but he and Sam have not noticed the Cassadine Crest tattoo, and, oh, goodness, the writing. But, yeah, so, no, he's not keeping them right now. And Jason, he's in charge because of the storm.
Okay.
Did you see the part where Ava found the diamond?
No.
Oh, yes. Ava found the diamond, David.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
what does she plan to do with it?
Oh, goodness. I got to behave.
Nobody else has called in?
No one else is calling in yet.
Oh, that's a shame. Okay, I'm going to be leaving soon, so let's maybe wrap up GH, if we can.
Yep, we can wrap up GH. And let's see, we got Nathan, Maxie, Griffin. Anna and Julian had their confrontation in the hospital.
Yeah, I think Anna has finally been able to take a breath and let it go. I think she's going to go and be with her daughter and her granddaughter for a while, and that's going to be great. I think she finally got her closure, as much as you can call it that.
And Finola Hughes can take her break.
Yeah.
Unless she has already.
I'm sorry, that woman with the crying, she gets me every time. I mean, every time. The tears just come. She's so good with the crying. The tears just flow. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And so Anna's happy? For now?
Yes. Yes, Anna's happy for now.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, we can close GH up. Lisa, I want to thank you so much for coming in on your vacation and joining us.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a great night. Liz,
yep.
Pam, have a great night.
You too.
Yeah, you
bye.
Too. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye-bye.
See you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Okay, ready, Miss Tam?
I'm
Liz,
ready.
Are you still hanging in there with us?
I am hanging in here with you.
Okay. We're going to go fast. Are you ready for B&B, Tam?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. My question is, do you need a bicarbonate of soda to watch Quinn and Liam or Quinn and Eric?
Well, I'm enjoying Quinn and Eric, although I don't like them together, but I'm enjoying watching these two actors pull this off. Quinn is hilarious with him. I'm glad she's away from Liam. And it's funny how, you know, she suddenly got over the love of her life.
It is. Unless she's really using him to get back into the family.
Oh, she is. I didn't see that coming. Kudos to the writers, because I absolutely did not see that coming.
I that was just out of the blue. And today, or yesterday, he helped her decide, she helped him decide on who to make CEO after that.
Yeah.
And I was just laughing. Did you see it where she says, I know, when Steffi said to him, I know whoever it is, Grandma is just would just love it because you're happy.
No, yeah.
Oh, my God.
She rolled over in a grave. Who's she kidding?
Oh, my God, yeah. I think everyone would. That, I mean.
Wait till Steffi finds out.
Yeah. Do you think that marriage is over?
Oh, yeah, I think it's coming. Yeah.
Steffi and Wyatt's marriage is over? Because my next one is saying, I want to give mucho más kudos goes out to Liam for calling out hypocrisy to Bill. I thought Scott was excellent.
I did too. I absolutely loved it. And cheering in the living room going, go Liam!
I know. I thought he was wonderful, and now why should he hold back? And he's being very upfront about it. Why should he hold back if his father isn't?
Absolutely, exactly. I agree. Why should he?
I think he should go forward and do his best to capture her heart if it is still so there.
And I think it is. I think we saw some of that when she was talking to Thomas, and her excuse was, well, I'm married. You know, I made a commitment to Wyatt. Well, you don't have to stay in a marriage if you're in love with someone else.
That's right. It doesn't have to last. But I know how much Wyatt wants it. Wants it to stay in one piece. But I don't think Steffi is going to be able to hold out much longer.
Yeah,
I think
I agree.
If she finds out about what Grandpa's doing, that might be the final straw for her. It's going to be like, what do they call that? The domino effect? One thing's going to tip over one thing, which is going to tip over another. So it's at least it's getting interesting. We have Deacon back in the fray. If Quinn doesn't kill him all over again. everything's like in its orbit. We just haven't seen the Avons lately. Maybe they're taking a little break.
They must be. We haven't seen.
They must be trying to form. They must be rewriting them back in somehow. But I'm sure they'll be back because I think the audience loves them.
Yeah.
So now we're back to Bill doing what? Taking Will away from Katie. Hypocrisy strikes again.
Yes.
And I don't know. It says all things go for everyone else except for him.
Yeah.
Yep. Now we go on, okay. We can go on, and much to Ridge's discretion, Douglas is out in the open, and Rick couldn't be more thrilled. I'm
so glad. You know,
and
Rick's saying this is the... Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just being sarcastic. I mean, you know how much Rick was looking forward to it.
Oh, you know, and Rick saying this is going to be the biggest scandal our company. Really? You don't think your past was a scandal? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you know,
everything.
And why is that a scandal? Why is that a scandal? It's not a scandal. I don't see it as a scandal at all.
No, I don't really. Not if it's open and everybody loves the little boy.
Yeah.
And treats him like he belongs, then rather than something to protect him. As long as he's loved by all involved, there's no scandal to me.
Right.
There is no scandal.
No scandal. I mean, I don't even understand why the writers would even try to fly that idea, because that's not... What are they guilty of? What's the scandal? That this baby is being loved by so many people?
Unless they're afraid that the press would eat it up if they found out that that's what he did. But if they make it open, if you tell everyone... If you tell everyone out in the open, then it's not a scandal. But
right.
Ridge wanted to keep it, so if he had kept it and then it come out, then that would have been scandalous.
Right.
But if you put it out there for everyone, no, that's, you're just playing the game fairly.
Right, I agree.
That poor. He's one lucky little boy, that Douglas.
He's got
so many people in his life, and they could play it that way too. They probably won't, but that's how I see it.
Right. Well, you know, and he gets saying, "Well, this is the biggest scandal we've ever had," and I'm thinking, "No, remember you shooting the gun in the office, and nobody reported that." Of course.
No one reported that. That would have been.
Yeah. Now that would have been a scandal. CEO fires gun in the office.
Oh, yeah.
Attempted murder to brother and wife.
And wife, yep. That would have been. So what else looks good on B&B right now? Did we cover it, everything, you think?
Yeah, I think we covered everything.
That's about everything on B&B. So why don't we forge ahead to Y&R?
Okay.
You ready? All right.
I'm ready.
I got something.
Okay.
Michael E. Knight last airs as Simon Neville on July 27th. He was slated to leave before Jill Farren Phelps got her pink slip anyway. That is what they're saying.
Right.
But not everyone on the internet believes that. Well, what are your thoughts on Simon?
I love Simon. And I thought he was a great addition to the cast, and I think they should have kept him.
I think Mal was trying to keep him in the scripts for a while. he wanted to, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they can bring him back at a later date. I liked him for Ashley.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
I thought he was great for Ashley. I saw chemistry, I saw love.
Chemistry, yeah, absolutely. The chemistry group. I just loved watching them.
It was just nice to watch, and now, well, I don't know. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard for me to put the politics aside from the show. But being a fan since 1978, I guess you take the good with the bad, and you hope for the best. And maybe if we all write in to Mal, because I know Mal listens. Mal will listen. You can call. I think there's a YNR line on CBS, or you can get in touch with him at Mal Young on Twitter, and you can tell him, because he's. I know he's listened to a couple of things I've sent out, because it says when he likes it, so I know he's been reading it.
That's good.
So I think maybe, what do you think? You want to try a little campaign with me?
Yeah, let's do that.
We'll do a Twitter campaign, and then maybe we'll see if we can do some phone calls?
Sure.
Let's see if we can set something like that up.
Okay, that'd be great. I'm in.
That would be great. All right, next issue. Phyllis finally leaves Jack after the guilt has been too much to bear for her.
Oh, and it looks like that barn door was closed too late, because it looks like Billy is going to go back to Victoria.
Yeah, it looks it, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I think somebody took too long to make up their mind.
Yep, I think so. Oh, and how do I want to get? This is what. Liz, are you still with us?
I am still here.
Okay, I wanted to share something with you as long with both of you now that you're there. That you
okay.
know that Jill Farron Phelps was let go from as executive producer for Young and the Restless, right? And that came from Sony. That came from Sony. And I bring it up to you because Sony not only owns Young and the Restless, it also owns Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that's going on Sony could affect Days as well as Young and the Restless.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But hang in there. There's just some. Did you ever hear the, the phrase cronyism?
Oh, yeah.
That is what was going on. That is what I believed in what was going on at Sony Corp.
Uh-huh.
It's like they weren't caring. And they could see it in the books and like that. And, you know, they couldn't see it on other things the way it's written. And let's go back to Young and the Restless. What was the biggest... Remember the biggest concern that YNR fans had recently? That everyone made a big stir about? It was when they had Jill give the Chancellor of State to Billy. And now you can see that Mal's taken over. Today's episode was Mal's first day as executive producer. This was his first show. Today was, and you notice how it was changing, how Jill was taking the mansion back and they were painting over it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's, Liz, that's fan reaction.
Gotcha. All right. It's just too crazy.
It's crazy, isn't it? But I think they finally heard us.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. We can hope. So we got Phyllis, who left Jack, but she thinks she's going to try and get back with Billy. But I think Vicky's going to take the plunge back with him. And we got Michael Rourke, who said his final goodbyes yesterday as Travis. And I have to say, I hope he comes back. I like Travis. I thought it was a suspicious move on his part to take off because, I don't know, maybe he wants to be away from when it all goes down if it turns out that he was behind the oil spill.
Oh, that
just looks suspicious to me. So we got, and we finally saw Katie. After people were wondering, she's a cute little girl, isn't she?
She is a cute little girl.
And you know, I said over the internet, I think she has Amelia's eyes.
Yes. I didn't think about that.
But it's nice to see her again. She looks a little bit older. Johnny doesn't seem to change.
No, he stays the same, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He doesn't age, but she did.
She did. She had to. I mean, she's supposed to be 2. She's supposed to be going on 2. And if you count real time.
In real time. Right. She looked a little older to me, but maybe that's just me.
Okay. When do we got? All right. The next thing is Victor's motion to appeal after his so-called daring rescue. It's nice to hear the change of heart, but he still needs to face the kidnapping charges.
Yeah.
I don't think it's right that he gets out. He can do everything from prison. I mean, you can put Eric Braden anywhere and he can do a show.
Right.
He doesn't have to be, you know? That's what sets you apart. I'd say I do not feel he should be let out. I think, well, let's put it this way. I think it's okay for him to try for an appeal, but I don't think he should get it. It's just too soon. and everyone else is still hurting, even though Abby and Nikki want him out. But Victor shouldn't get out.
I agree. Victor should not get out.
She not, because it's a mockery to the justice system. And all it's going to, and I don't really think he was as forgiving as everyone wants him to believe. I think he's going to cause hell if he does. I think he's going to use them all to his advantage. What do you think?
I agree, and I don't think him saving Phyllis and Nikki, I don't think that was such a huge thing. You know,
I don't.
He didn't rescue them from a burning building or, you know, or land a plane, you know?
Or nearly die,
right.
Adam's rescue attempt was much more worthy of an appeal.
Yeah.
Which I'm trying to stay away from that subject because I'm going to get too preachy.
Oh, okay.
So Chloe's back to play some serious games with everybody. Sounds
yes.
like she's going rogue.
Oh, yeah, she is.
And she threatened to burn the diary pages.
Yeah. I still, as I said, you know, on the last show, I still have an issue with that whole storyline. To me, I mean, I know, you know, weather machines and all this stuff, you know, but to me it was just bizarre that Adam could even be arrested because somebody wrote it in a diary.
Yeah. Just because someone wrote it in the diary. Even though that they did that some years ago the same way, because Adam did that to Victor years ago.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah, but you're right. In all reality, and I said this online and I'm not afraid to mention it, the prosecuting attorney would be laughed out of his or her position for producing an insufficient amount of evidence.
Yeah.
There's no case there. There is no case. And that's what I'm going to get on my, pulpit in a minute. There's no case, and I'm surprised that they can't even prove he did do it, and they can't even tell that was a plant, even though they find it, they find the vial in his room and like that.
Yeah.
I mean it looks like everyone is for him. It looks like everything is, you know, everyone looks at him like, oh, yeah, Victor's setting him up.
Yeah.
But why does he have to go through this? And I feel so bad because now he's no hope. He's going to plead because he thought Victor screwed him over again. But I guess the papers were supposed to be there where Dylan found them. But Chloe took them and threatened to burn them.
Yeah.
So I'm I still want justice for him. I know how hard he fights. Everyone I see online tells me, well, they're not remembering Adam's history. And I say back to them, I remember all of Adam's history all the way back to when he was born. So I am aware of what he's done. But the man is trying to change for the better, and his father isn't letting him.
Exactly.
That's how I see it.
I agree with you.
So it has to change. But I do wanna give a little shout out to all Young and the Restless fans out there. I'm gonna give you a little hint. I read something, but I'm not gonna tell you what it is. I'm just gonna say don't count out Chelsea just yet. And I'm going to leave it right there.
Okay. Interesting.
It should be next week because I think, this is about next week. She does not want him to take the plea. She says there has to be another way. So I think there is something in mind brewing with her. So we have to sweat it out for the rest of this week and part of next. But
yeah.
Chelsea's going to surprise us.
Oh, good.
Okay, that's our YNR. Anything that you would like to add?
No, actually, that's good for me.
Okay. Shall we go on? Shall we press on today's?
Yes.
All right. Ready, Liz?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay. Okay. Deimos is back, and Kay is thrilled to pieces.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that storyline would go a little bit differently, and maybe it will, maybe I'll be surprised. I was hoping he would exact his revenge right away. And this stuff about corroborating Kate's story about them being married, and even though he did say that Nicole didn't push him in, but not, you know, not telling the cops that Kate was the one who did it, so he would get money back and this and that. It's like, really? Is she going to get off that easy? So, I was hoping he would come back full force. So, I don't know, you know, I'll give him some time, but I was really hoping he would give it to Kate, just stock it to her.
I thought he was going to let her have it too. But I know that she wants Andre to help give it back to him and make it stick.
So, you know, it's weird because, of course, I was very anti-Deimos because of what he did to Victor and Maggie. I think it's the brilliance of the writers to say, okay, let's you know, give you a soft spot for this guy, but then you never know, is he telling the truth? Like the things he said to Chloe, you just don't know if he's telling the truth. And you know, I would like for him, even though he's got that nasty edge, kind of like Victor, you know, became kind of a nice guy. So, you know, I don't know, I just
Kate just, you know, there are times where she's nice and you can kind of tolerate her. And then the fact that she turns on her own children, I still can't get beyond that. And
okay,
I just
want
that woman to go down in flames. I'm very anti-Kate right now.
I know. She is a puzzle.
Yeah.
I could never
Which
get
I'd
her.
Like to break that puzzle into a million pieces right now. I mean, you know, Lauren Conklin, brilliant actress. She is really good at that. It's just the character of Kate. I just don't like what she's up to, that she's getting away with things. And I just want her to get hers for right now. So it'll be interesting, Kate and Andre against Deimos. That is going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
It is. It's going to be interesting. Now, the other interesting part is that Sean showed Hope a little something on Aiden.
Oh, yes.
And
oh,
she
yes.
did. Tim, did you catch that one? She just popped him right in the nose.
Yes, I was surprised. And I'm confused on that. Oh, go ahead, Liz, please.
I tell you, I can't understand Hope falling for that guy anyway. Because if you look, like, she was in love with Bo, and then there was a kind of thing with, well, she's in love with Bo, and then Rafe, and then you've got Aiden, which you could look cross-eyed at him, and you could knock him down. And I thought she was up to something when she wanted to go away with him. I thought she was playing him. And it appears she wasn't. That's what blows my mind. I thought, she's really up to something. She's onto him, even before they got that evidence, that she's playing him. I really thought that. So this is all kind
so
of a
you
surprise.
Think that she was disillusioned?
I think she was really thinking, now I think she was, that she was serious about wanting to try to work it out with him. But again, I thought it was a ruse. I thought she was pretending to want to explore getting back with him. But apparently not.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah. It's just... It blows my mind. It really does. The fact that she would even give him another chance, that's what really surprised me.
Now I'm a little confused. Are we now to think that wasn't Aiden after all?
No, it's Aiden. But here's what happened. Aiden claims that the real Aiden was abducted right after he proposed, and that fake Aiden married Hope and tried to kill her. But what we know really happened is that the real Aiden married Hope, but couldn't go through. He had, you know, dressed like the necktie killer and all of that. He dressed in black, but
right.
He couldn't bring himself to do it. And you know, on his wedding night, and that's when Andre brought in the double. So he was lying to everybody when he said it happened before the wedding. Well, what they did is they went and got, you know, because they had to take
the
a blood test.
Right.
And so they went and got the blood and matched it to a sample that Aiden had, I think, when he came back or something. But they matched it to a sample afterward, and it was a match, which meant that lying. So that's how Hope found out. Well, he was lying to her. So, no, this is a real Aiden.
Yeah,
but
I was
wondering
lying
about when he was abducted.
I was wondering why he lied on how he was abducted, and he didn't want to say it was right before, right on the wedding
night. Because then she would know that he was planning to kill her. Because he was supposed to kill her, and he would know that. Yeah. So that's why.
So that's why the blood tests proved
They were suspected. Well, Ray suspected Aiden, that Aiden wasn't telling the truth. He just suspected, you know. So then Sean Douglas went to the court or to wherever and got the blood results. So they ran the blood. So, so hopefully that's it. That's it for Hope and Aiden. You know, she should be with Rafe. You know,
yeah.
If Bo can't come back from the dead, then it should be Rafe.
Yeah. Now I didn't see today's yet. Did you find Rafe yet?
Yep. Right toward the end. There's like 27 minutes left. She found him, and she was going to shoot the lock, shoot it off. But Rafe is like, no, the whole place, it's wired. So if she shot the lock, she'd blow it up. And so Rafe is telling Hope to get out, just leave. Leave him there, and she won't do it. So that's how we left that. So.
Well, That is pretty.
You know they're
lovely.
Not going to die. I'm sorry, the reality.
No.
They're not going to kill those two characters off. We know that.
No.
Right. So either there's going to be the explosion and they're going to pretend that they're dead, or they're going to get injured or something. But they're not. You know. We know that. They're still on the show, so I'm not.
And there's a lot of crap underneath the floor that needs to be swept around.
Yeah. So I'm not too concerned about that. I'm just, again, annoyed about Andre getting away with something, and Andre teaming up with Kate, and you know, so hopefully they'll get theirs.
Hopefully. And the other thing that's tearing my heart out is poor Tate.
Yes. I thought, you know, they almost made it too obvious that Summer took Tate because she's on the plane and the baby's crying. Oh, no,
yeah.
She did, because she goes, I have what you want. That's right. That's right, that the episode. And she said, I have what you want. Which is
that lady wanted the baby?
Yeah, that woman that said that, she goes, yes, I have what you want, and then she goes, do you have what I want? So I don't know what that's, you know, obviously we'll find that out. I hope it doesn't ruin Teresa and Brady's relationship, although since Jen Lilly's leaving, there's got to be some way of writing her off. But, you know, I wish they'd just recast it, but, you know.
Yep, she'll be out in about 9 more months. I remember her sending that tweet out.
Okay. So,
we'll be seeing,
you know, right now she's... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, it just, she's, you know, obviously being very nasty to people, and it's like, okay, come on, just, you know, I understand she's upset, but let's kind of be nice about it. So, yeah, that's a really sad storyline, so I don't know how long they're going to milk that one. But it's interesting how she got drugged.
I think we got a... Hold on, I think we have a caller.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Take to Radio Soaps and Review. This is David. Welcome.
David. I actually just had a question. On the Days of Our Lives thing, do you guys actually think maybe Victor's behind Tate being kidnapped?
Do I think Victor's behind it?
Yeah, because he said he's going to get rid of Teresa one way or the other, so what better way to do it than to cause something to happen to the baby?
That has crossed my mind, because the other thing is Victor doesn't like Summer and wanted her out of the picture, so I could see him kind of blackmailing her like he did with her old partner there. I could see him doing that. So I would say it's possible. I wouldn't put it past Victor.
I wouldn't put it past
Victor. That's just what kind of thought, because, I mean, he had said that, you know, I'd read somewhere he was going to go back to his old ways, and that just kind of is old school Victor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely old school
that
Victor.
That sounds like old school Victor to me. Yeah.
Also, another question too.
Sure.
Actually, this is on all soaps, not just one in particular. But you know how we get spoilers here and there, and some of them are right, and some of them are wrong, and some of them are kind of off in left field somewhere.
Yeah.
You don't think that the networks actually release those to get people to tune in, and then, you know, when the ones that sound really good don't come through, it's, oh, well, that's a rewrite, or that was just a mistake, or maybe that was one of their options they were going to do and they changed it or something?
I think sometimes due to circumstances beyond their control, things might change a little bit because they can't get who they want. And maybe it's not going too well. Sometimes it depends what source it is, that they might be a little too early telling it, and then your source, then it ends up going to, in a whole different direction. And I think maybe, what do you think, ladies? Do you think maybe sometimes it goes out too early?
I think somebody who's ever writing these spoilers, they might have gotten some misinformation. I think there's just a number of possibilities. I look to certain, like Soap She Knows. I like that one. I think that has reliable information. So I think you just kind of need to look and see what the track record is of the source of the spoilers. And if they've got a pretty good track record, just stick with those and don't look all over. Because, you know, as you know, there's thousands of folks out there who are writing the spoilers. But I think there are some that are, you know, very, very solid and reputable.
Yeah.
Well, I just know a lot of the General Hospital ones especially have been a big letdown.
Mm. Yeah, that's source.
That's
you mean
bad.
Your source? Yeah, you have to watch the source. You never can tell.
But I don't know. I mean, maybe we're expecting too much, because we expect payoffs from a lot of the stuff that we actually don't get. And I don't know if they realize the fact that they're actually turning viewers against not only their couple that they like, but the actual show because of it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes try and read on, because in my view, and I don't know how Tam or Liz you feel about it, I think it's more speculation on the author's part than anything else. What do you think?
I think sometimes they're speculating, sometimes they're, you know, because they follow the soap, they're trying to read into it. They might have sources at the company that produces the soap opera. But yeah, sometimes I think it is speculation. And I think sometimes these soaps, they want to keep things close to the vest because they want you to kind of be in the dark so you'll keep watching, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
so they want to leave you in suspense. So I don't think they want to leak too many things out.
I don't know. I just know General Hospital anymore is not keeping a whole lot of people in suspense or anything else, except with maybe the killer at the hospital.
Mm. A lot of things that they're trying to keep close to the vest because they don't want, if it's let out too early, then it's not going to be much of a payoff if people know about it. They want to hold on. They want you to hold on with them and hop on board with them. If you find out too early, I know some people, if they find out too early, me, for example, I like to see it play out. I'd rather be surprised.
Well, see, most of us figure it out anyway, so.
Yes, because we've had so many years of watching, we can.
Right.
We can pick it out.
Right. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and let you guys go so somebody else can call in. I just wanted to kind of mention that and see what y'all thought.
Okay.
Well,
thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate
you're
you
welcome.
Calling. Bye-bye.
Right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yes, I enjoyed that call.
That was a very nice call, and I'd like to say, in my own humble opinion, I thought you two were wonderful handling it.
Oh, well, thank you.
And so were you as well, so thank you.
So, let's go back. We know that we're back on saying that Jen is leaving, but we also know who's coming. Okay, we know, this I know for a fact, Charles Shaughnessy and Patsy Pease are going to return.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Cassie's coming back.
Yes.
Cassie is coming back, and we probably know why.
I'm pondering this.
And we probably think, because something happens with Teresa.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, Cassie. I'm trying to think character names. I'm like, okay, gotcha.
Oh, Cassie DePaiva.
Eve is coming back. Yes.
And my notion of it is that Teresa nodding off like that is just the beginning. I think it has something to do with the illness starting, if it is an illness.
Well, you know that there were drugs in her drink.
Yes, supposedly Summer put something in her drink the last time. But
somebody put something in her drink.
But
yeah.
You know, yeah, the lab result came back stating it was barbiturates or something.
Yes.
Yep. It was making her sleep.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is it because she was having trouble sleeping, you think?
Somebody drugged her. No, somebody drugged her. They put it in her protein shake. She was drugged. She wasn't doing it on purpose. She was drugged.
But the first time that she nodded off and Victor caught her.
Yeah. She was drugged. Because she
was
drinking
that
protein shake?
You think that was drugged then, too?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
I wouldn't rule out the nanny either. You know, she's kind of nasty to the nanny at one time.
That's
I wouldn't
true.
Rule out the nanny right away. So just keep that in the back of your mind. I could be totally off base on that, but who had access to, you know, to the protein shakes and stuff. So I'm sure
yeah.
we'll find out.
And who's making it for her?
Yeah.
Someone's got to be making it for her. So help me, if Victor is doing this. Now, see, that our caller made me think about Victor now. He's going to be on my mind about this now.
I could see it because he gets rid of summer, and I think he's trying to break up Brady and Teresa. So it's almost killing two birds with one stone.
So
yeah, I could see that as a possibility. But Lord help him if he is doing it and Maggie finds out. Ooh-wee. That's gonna.
Yeah. She's
might
already
just be able
upset
to walk
with him.
Again, so she can go and hit him. Yeah.
Yep. I don't know if it's worth right now Victor getting his money back.
I don't know. But like he said in one episode, he had some money stashed away in different places. So he's okay financially. So there was some money Deimos didn't know about. So.
That's good. That's good to know. What else do we like on Days?
We've got a big battle brewing over Thomas between Chad and
Jennifer.
Horton. Yeah. Boy, they had blows today and not blows, but they were yelling at each other again today. He came over to Jennifer's house, and of course Doug and Julie are there. But I'm on Chad's side on this one. She's crazy. She should have said, if she had concern, Chad, why don't I move in and stay with you guys for a little while in all of this? But to try to take that baby away, how dare she? And I let him, you know, bring it up. I hope it works against her about her being a drug addict. You know. Jeez, how dare she? But yeah, I'm not with Jennifer on this one. No.
Do you think he would have reacted the same if she had put that offer on the table instead of what she's doing now?
I think so. She said, "Let me move in and let me help take care of Thomas instead of taking the boy out of that home." I mean, you know, to say that Chad is unfit, she walks in there and sees a little snapshot of him. He's upset. Of course he's going to be upset. You know, he's worried about Abby. But to just try to take Thomas away, I mean, I don't know what's going on in Jennifer's mind that she thinks that's in the best interest of the child. Chad made a comment today that he said, Jennifer, you're missing Abby, and you want a part of her. That's why you want Thomas. It's not for Thomas' sake. It's for your sake. So, you know, then Jennifer, of course, said, you know, well, Chad said that he has somebody watching Thomas, and she's like, an 18-year-old girl, what does she know? Which I kind of agree. I think that Chad really should hire a professional nanny.
He's tired.
I know that Sierra's good with him and all that, but she's more a babysitter. And then, you know, I know that they want it, you know, because of this little romantic thing that Sierra has, you know, for Chad. But still, I think he should have gotten a professional or something like that. But to say he's not a fit father. I mean, what evidence is there? Yeah, okay, he's a demerit. So what? What evidence is there that he's mistreating this baby? I mean, you know, if it goes to court and they award Thomas to Jennifer, I will have no respect for the writers, because you have to show that child's life is in danger, that he's an unfit parent. I don't see that. Just because Chad's upset.
I mean, if that were the case, how many thousands and thousands of parents in this country would lose their children? You know?
Yeah. I know. I'm sort of hoping that Chad takes a break. He's tired.
Yeah.
He really needs a break, and maybe I have a hunch he'll concede.
I don't.
For now.
You know, I don't. I just think he needs. He can hire all the help he wants.
Yeah.
It's not that. I mean, get a professional nanny in there. That's all. That's all you need is a professional nanny. You know, that's all. So. It doesn't seem natural that he's always there sitting around with Thomas anyway. I mean, no, he could have help, and yeah, I agree. Sierra, and then Sierra yelled at what's his face? Aiden's son. What's his name?
Chase.
I'm starting to get Chase. She yelled at Chase today. And then he's having panic attacks, and so that was also an interesting development on Dave. So.
Yeah, I heard that they let go of Chase too.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I think he tweeted out. He thanks everyone at Days, and it says he hasn't been asked to be called back.
Okay.
Yeah,
hey, do you know when the new Abby will be making her appearance?
No, I don't. And that is one thing. I bet you it would be during fall.
Hmm. Okay.
But no, I haven't heard when she's supposed to take over. She may be taping.
Yeah.
But you know how far in advance Days is.
I know.
Yeah. So. Her name's Marcy Ann Miller, am I right?
I don't know.
The actress?
I've seen her picture, I just don't remember the name. So, if you say so, David.
Okay. I remember bits and pieces, so if I'm wrong.
Okay.
That's one to look up for the next show.
Yeah.
I'll make a note.
Please make a note of it.
I'll make a note of it. But the other note I want to make note of, and I know you don't, but... they've let Jean-Paul Lavoisier go as Philip.
Yeah, I'm not. See, I remember.
You
the
remember
old
the
Philip,
original.
And he was that. Well, you know, there were two Philips, and I liked both of them. Well,
Jay,
there was the nice Philip. There was the nice Philip who went into the Marines, and then there was the nasty Philip.
The one who came out
of
the Marine.
Yeah, but the nice Philip was, you know, kind of a good, you know, kind of a hunk of a guy. And then the nasty
Philip
was
Kyle Brandt,
kinda,
right? That's the one you remember.
Yeah, and then there was the nasty Philip who was not as
who came
you know,
out of the Marine.
Hunk.
That
yeah.
was Jay.
And,
Jay Kenneth Johnson.
And it's funny, you come out of the Marines and you're not as bulky as you when you went in. Supposed to be the opposite. So yeah, but then
yeah.
He was like nasty, evil. He was like evil fellow.
Right.
So because Belle married Kyle Brandt, the Kyle Brandt fellow, because she felt sorry for him.
Oh, I see.
Remember that?
And the whole thing,
didn't he get hurt?
The whole
or something?
Thing with Claire. The whole thing with Claire? Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that. But I remember Belle married Philip because she felt sorry for him. He got injured or something.
Yeah.
Even though I think she was still in love with Sean.
I guess, well, this is rumor that Jay had turned it down originally to come back.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they went to John.
Uh-huh.
And he took it, and I guess, well, I liked him because he's the only one that I'm really familiar with. I know Jay a little bit. I don't remember Kyle that much because I don't think
uh-huh.
I was watching at that time. But I know John's work, right?
Yeah.
I remember John's work on One Life to Live.
And I remember seeing him on One Life
nice
to Live,
to
yeah.
It was nice to see him again.
Yeah.
I think he can do it. I think fan reaction isn't like giving him much of a chance, and that's a tough call sometimes.
Not, in the writing, they're not giving him, like, you know, good meaty storyline, so...
They need to give they could give him a lot more than what he's been given.
Exactly.
But how long can we fight that battle?
Right. I know.
You know?
I know.
I want to be on that. I'd like him to keep him because I was so glad that he got that role. I think he can do it. I really believe John Paul can do this role. They just have to be able to give him something.
Right. Exactly.
Not just be Belle's loyal puppy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Belle. That whole thing. Belle and Sean. Because, you know, she still has feelings for Sean, but she likes Philip because he's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Sean is safe, but Philip's exciting, so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, well, never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. So I don't know when he left, but I think they want to get Jay back. They're trying to get Jay back.
Oh, and that's speaking of interesting. Speaking of interesting, so we haven't seen Lucas and Adrian in ages. And so they pop up for one or two episodes, and he proposes to her, and now they're gone again. It's like, what is that?
It's hard to keep a cast together when there's so much going on.
It's like, but you can run for maybe, I don't know, one or two episodes so he could pop the question, and then boom, now they're gone again. It's like, okay. It was like a little interlude, and then boop, gone.
I know. It's hard to get everybody in there. I don't know what's he doing. Do you know what an umbrella story is?
Yeah.
An umbrella story is when you get everybody who's everybody in the same story.
Right. Right.
So, I don't know if that's a good thing to do or not. I mean, this way you get everyone.
But if you're going to bring, you know, have a storyline about them wanting to get married, at least put a little meat on it and not just, oh, you want to get married? Okay, great, bet. And then, poof, they're gone. It's like, well, what's going on? You know, just bring them back. You know, if you're gonna do that storyline, at least let them be on it for, you know, more than a couple episodes. That was just weird. So,
you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that would conclude the days. Do any of you have something to say about soaps in general and what you'd like to see?
I guess I would just like to see soaps continue on. And the only way that soaps are going to continue on is if people watch. So I, you know, those of you who are listening, those soap fans, please talk about the soaps and try to get your friends to watch. I mean, I remember I got hooked on soaps because my mom watched them. It was almost a kind of that family affair where you got your love of soaps from your mom. You know, because some very good soaps have been canceled and have left us. And there's four remaining soaps now on network TV. And that's, you know, it that's concerning to me. But I love soaps. What many people don't realize are many of the programs that are on TV at night are soap operas. It's just that they're on at night and not in the afternoon. Right. So I think it's a good genre, and I just I hope it continues, and I hope that no more of them are canceled.
Tan?
I agree with everything she just said. Totally agree. Ditto. Very well said.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's very nice. Is there any fan gatherings out in your areas?
No, not to my knowledge.
None in mine. But
none
I'm
in yours? Okay, well, if you'll pardon me, I have one to announce in my area.
Okay.
And you know what it is. I've been plugging this for a month, and I'm trying to raise money for it so we can do it. All right, everyone, stand by. Everyone, someone you least expect is doing a fan gathering, and his name is Roger Howarth. He is coming to the Syracuse, New York area on October the 1st from 2 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
With events by Wendy. And anyone who wants to come to see Roger Howarth in Syracuse, New York, you can contact WendyAnn57@yahoo.com or phone her at 1-315-256-6519. You can like her Facebook page, Events by Wendy, and then you can follow her on Twitter on Events by Wendy. Please only call if you are really interested. VIP tickets for the full 3 hours is about $90 to $95. And I think that's reasonable for up in that area because we want to get a lot more. We would like 40 people. I don't know how many we've sold that I've tried to sell so far, but we need 40 to make this a go. So please call Wendy if you are sincerely interested, because we'd love to have you up. And I got to tell you, anyone who remembers Roger Howarth or everyone, I think this is his first year of doing events, because he has been, well, let's say elusive. I remember reading something in the paper or on Twitter and saying someone said he wouldn't even let them take a picture.
Oh, wow.
This is bad. I don't know how far. And I remember when he was on As the World Turns.
Yep,
and I
too.
Went to their
yep.
gathering. He never went as much. He never made an appearance. And I can't speak for when he was on One Life to Live at those times. But I don't know if he's been elusive. I mean, he doesn't a lot. This is the person who barely went to events or had a fan gathering. Now he's making his rounds this year. So he was in Philadelphia prior, I think he was just in Philadelphia. He and Kristen Alderson were together in Philadelphia. They did an appearance not too long ago. So he's making his rounds, and I think he's thought he'll be in up in my neck of the woods on October 1st, and please, I hope you all find time and energy to give Wendy a call and come up and see us. We'd love to have you.
I'm going to try to make that happen.
You're going to try and make it happen?
No, I'm trying to make that happen. I normally have a festival that weekend, but this year, because it's the first full weekend, so it's the 7th, 8th, and 9th of October, so I would have October 1st open this year.
Oh, I'd love to see you if you could do that. You can also go on Eventbrite, and he's on Eventbrite, and you can purchase your ticket from there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's October 1st. It's at the Palace Theater. And let me tell you, VIP, this is what you get for VIP package. You get at least 3 autographs and a picture. That's for the full 2 hours if you take the VIP package. If you take the regular admission, that means you're letting about 3:45 to 5 o'clock, and that's lower, and then it's just a picture. But you'd want to take the full advantage.
Oh, yes.
And if you could come up, I would love to meet you.
Oh, that would be great. I'd love to meet you guys. That would be so nice.
Because you see me posting that all over the place, don't you?
You know, I do, and I completely forgot about it.
Let me send it to you. I'll send it to you again.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Did you get her number?
I didn't write it down.
Do you want her number?
But I can give her. Yes.
Okay, I'll give you the number again.
Okay.
You can call 1-315-256-6519. Ask for Wendy.
Okay. 315-256-6519.
Right.
Okay, great.
Because we got to do, guys, everyone out there who's a One Life to Live or in General Hospital fan, we need 40 to make this go. And if you and Tim, if you can bring 20 friends, Wendy would love you to pieces. Wendy would love
you
to pieces.
Lisa, see, Lisa, we got to gather up our friends and do a road trip.
Yeah. And if you call her directly, it would be, I think it'd be $90. But if you go through Eventbrite, then they charge the tax, so it would turn out to be $96 if you went and you went on Eventbrite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How far away are you from Syracuse?
I think I'm about 6 hours. I'm not sure. I have to look that up.
Oh, really?
I think 5. Yeah. I think.
Yeah,
I'll have to look that up.
For me, it's almost a 2-hour train ride.
Okay. Okay, folks.
Okay.
Coming up on 1 hour, 40 minutes.
All right.
Goodness.
I want to thank both of you for coming by and joining me tonight. And when I hear from Pam, if you didn't know, Pam is away on personal issues, but, you know, she is aware. She's not at home, so she's taking care of personal business out of state. So when she sets up the time, and then I will get you time. But from what I know, it's going to be 2 weeks from today. So that would be July 28th at our usual time.
Okay.
Unless you hear
all
from
right.
me.
Okay.
Okay.
So thank you both for joining me again. And
okay,
I've had
you,
a
David.
Great time.
Yeah.
I've had a great time.
Yes, thank you, David. I had a great time.
Okay.
And the weather held up.
Yeah, well, good. good. So, all right. Well, until July 28th, keep watching those soaps, and we'll dissect them in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll see you then.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You guys. Yeah. All right.
Good night, all.